To read this evening from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, these words. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread also which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread shall live forever. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth, for your word is the truth. Amen. Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. Amen. Tonight we look at the petition in the Lord's Prayer that has to do with daily bread. And we look first off at Luther's words as he gives some explanation to this petition. Give us this day our daily bread. He asks that question that we've become familiar with as Lutherans. What does this mean? And Luther writes, God gives bread even without our prayer to all people, although sinful. But we ask in this prayer that he will help us realize this and to receive daily bread with thanks. And so Luther wants to go a little further here, and he expands his question to include what is meant by daily bread, as if we thought maybe it was obvious, but to Luther, not so much. Daily bread, he goes on to say, includes everything needed for this life, such as food, clothing, home and property, work and income, a devoted family, an orderly community, good government, favorable weather, peace and health, a good name, and true friends and neighbors. When we provide for someone, when we care for them, when we have only their best interests at heart, we are quite understandably upset when we are taken for granted. That's happened, I think, pretty much to everybody, one time or another. The difficulty, of course, when we take people for granted is that it exposes how wrapped up we are in ourselves. And normally, when we are critiqued from the direction of those whom we are taking for granted, that tends to be the nature of the critique. And that can lead to all kinds of problems. So in this petition, Christ Jesus brings us back to basics with respect to the things of this life. Jesus teaches us to pray in such a way that we begin to see and acknowledge the source of all life. Recently, I saw a commercial on television, maybe you've seen this too, for a new series. I'm not particularly sure why we need a new one, but they keep coming. So this one's called Doomsday Preppers. Anybody seen that? Yeah. You have my sympathy. As I hope I have yours as well. As I understand it, there is an entire subculture out there, as they have us believe, a subculture of people who are building bomb shelters and stockpiling vast quantities of supplies, including weapons, so that when the roof falls in, as they are convinced it will, they will be able to survive and defend themselves against those who did not plan ahead. Many of these people are apparently prepared to kill in order to keep the neighbors away. Well, whatever the merits of advanced planning may be, which is the only redeemable thing I can see about this whole thing, this seems to me a perfect illustration of what happens when the I've got mine, you get yours mentality is taken to the limit. When anxiety over life and the future sets in, this is the kind of thing that happens. We look to ourselves to get what we think we need and want, We start believing that everything depends on us, is in our hands. And accompanying such worry, such anxiety, then is tremendous fear. We become distrustful until one worry feeds upon another, and then upon another, and the circle of anxiety closes in around us. And that's what I sensed in the folks who I saw in this brief advertisement for this program. And I wanted to ask them, if I could, what are you so afraid of? Really? And when that circle of fear and anxiety closes in on us, and it can happen in a variety of ways, God's promises are ignored or forgotten altogether. And now it's all about us. And so as I thought about the doomsday preppers, I thought about how they look at the present and the future. And it's through a particular grid, it seems to me, of fear and even dread about what is coming. That's the world they envision, so that's the one that they're preparing for. And if we are honest, we must admit that this is a temptation for us sometimes as well. We prepare for a future that we see as less than promising. And we begin to circle the wagons. In this prayer, however, simply by turning us toward the reality of the givenness of life, our Lord Jesus gives us language that sees a very different present and a very different future. He turns us toward the basic truth that we are dependent upon God for all things, including the future. And since our gracious Father provides us with every good and perfect gift now, although we do a pretty poor job of making sure that those gifts are shared deliberately, and we can trust that He will provide us with a good future as well. It's for this reason that Luther, in his explanation, expands daily bread, daily sustenance, to include so many other aspects of life. Where God is concerned, independence is a myth. We Americans may have made a high virtue of it, and with some good reason, but in the end, it is a human mythology where God is concerned. There is no independence from God. None. We are in His hands whether we are believers or unbelievers. Doesn't matter. And so the myth of independence that leads to bomb shelters and guns to fend off the neighbors needs to be set aside where people of faith are concerned, it seems to me. For instead, Jesus teaches His disciples to ask God to give, so that our hearts and minds are turned again to God's promises. Then we begin to see God providing every need and giving every good gift. To pray for daily bread, therefore, is to acknowledge our need, our dependency on God, the source of all life and the provider of all things. This seems simple, but it is one of the hardest things for us to do in the actual contours of daily life, where we simply take everything unto ourselves and God gets the back seat. But this understanding is basic to the life of faith. Without it, we become selfish, bent on acquisition, determined to defend what is ours against the neighbor. The circle of fear closes in on us, and we forget again the promises of God to trust Him. But with this understanding, the material necessities and comforts of life truly become gifts that we enjoy with gratitude. We carry them loosely, not tightly, in our hands, so that we may share with others who may lack even the most basic necessities for living. But there is another dimension as well. To pray for daily bread reminds us that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, as our Lord Jesus told the devil in the wilderness. In the end, the physical world and all its sustenance will be of no avail to you or to me. We do not have life in ourselves, and one day we must relinquish this life to death. Then only Jesus Christ, the bread of life, may be relied upon to give life, the life that we need. In the Lord's Supper, therefore, we receive the true bread, which nourishes us to everlasting life. Jesus said it himself in the lesson this evening, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." In this petition of the Lord's Prayer, we ask to be taken outside of ourselves. We admit our dependence. We acknowledge that our independence is a myth and that we are relying upon a gracious Father to provide. We ask to be shielded from the fear that would turn us away from one another, even as we ask God for the good and gracious gifts necessary for daily living. At the same time, mindful of the bread of heaven which meets our spiritual hunger, we anticipate the gift of God's Word, Jesus Christ. He is the bread of life, who on the cross gave himself for us. In this Holy Supper, he forgives our sins and gives us a foretaste of the great heavenly banquet that awaits his people in his promised future. So we pray, give us this day our daily bread, anticipating that God will give every good gift for living and bring the fulfillment of all things according to his promise in the true bread, Jesus Christ our Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our Maker and Redeemer. Amen.